we'll just go through the agenda, walk through it piece by piece.
Jen, did send me a call.
Is the, with the beeping noise?
Good.
The AED.
Yeah.
Yeah, the battery needs to be replaced. They're still good for quite a while after that happens.
Yeah. No,
they really are.
It's, you know, like
but
I said, there's reporting,
you a warning.
On the reporting on the south side, but there's a filler in there. You know,
yeah.
It's the same thing in both. It's just kind of a, you know, general thing. But, yeah, the meat of it. And we've, I think that's on the agenda tonight.
The technology is starting to get, it's not quite 10 years yet. Are we ready?
Yeah. We are live, folks.
Okay, this is the regular monthly meeting of the Kootenai Water Commissioners. It's 6:02, and is there anyone here recording this meeting besides us? Okay, the agenda calls public comment first, but I really want to do the elect the new chairperson so we can be around the meeting. So are there any nominations for chairperson for the next year?
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Don Campbell.
Second that.
Any discussion? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So I'm here for the next year. We'll open this meeting with public comment. Is there any public comment? Just make sure that microphone's work, green light. Okay.
Well, you have to push the button on top.
Good evening. Jessica Rapp Grissetti. I have a few questions regarding the proposed cell tower. It's my understanding that the district has not, or the winning bid of the RFP, Centerline Communications, has not filed with the Cape Cod Commission, but I've got several questions that I'd like just to have into the record. Number one, what authority allowed Mr. Barnacle, the previous chair of the commission, to sign the contract to lease land owned by the fire district, whereas the previous contract for the solar was not signed by the water commissioner, but rather by the head of Prudential. Number two, is the proposed project going to be located in a zone one or a zone two? Number three, does the project, will it require a Mass DEP sign off? And do we have an idea of how many trees, the size, species, whatnot, proposed to be removed for the entire project, the road, the tower, and the associated infrastructure? So that's my questions for the record. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't quite get the third question. Jessica, could you repeat that? I didn't understand the third question.
Third question.
The first one was the signature. The second one was zone one or two, and then...
Does the project need a Mass DEP sign-off? Do they have to review the project?
Okay, as far as the authorization, I mean, even for the solar field, it was... it didn't make any difference whether the water commissioners or the Prudential signed it. It was not, didn't have to be Prudential. So we had us.
That was under the by the.
It was according
to the town attorney.
Yeah.
That was according to the town attorney that we could sign it or Prudential committee could.
Didn't really make a difference. As far as where this placement, its placement is going to be pretty well set. We have to be within a certain distance of where it existed to start with because of the way everything's set up, the signals. So we're going to be somewhat limited to where the placement's going to be. The number of trees, We're not going to go.
Yeah. If you don't mind, I just have that. I don't have the plan with me right now, but I believe it was a 70 by 70 foot area that's going to be square. I can't be positive on that, but I can get back to you on it. There's not much of a road. There's an existing road that goes in there that they're going to use. They might have to clear a little bit beside the road to go in, but they hadn't decided that as of right now. Last time, at least, I was out with them. DEP does not have to sign off on it. It's in the Zone 2. It's nowhere near the Zone 1. And your first, I think that all three of them? Did I get
the authorization?
Authorization from DEP.
Yeah.
It does not have to sign off,
no. Yeah.
Because it's in the Zone 2, well beyond.
Are there any other comments?
Carol Zace, 86 Putnam Avenue. Two questions. A follow-up to Jessica. If you would, will we be seeing a plan before any final decisions? You say you have a plan. Will that be presented before it's engineered or installed?
Yeah, they have given us a draft plan to look at. I believe I have a copy of it at the Water Department, but I'll make sure. We're meeting with Centerline Construction. They're going to be doing what they call a balloon test on Friday. They're going to go out to the proposed site, and they're going to put up the balloon to the estimated or the height that they want to go to, so people can see if it's viewed from the street. If you can see it, different points around town. I'm not sure how long it's going to be there, but there will be somebody from Centerline there, and I can ask them at that point to see if they could get something to us.
In my civic association role, if you can get information to me, I can at least blast it out to people who have given us emails to let them know what's going on, because just putting it up there without any information doesn't really help the community.
That's great. So if you want to give me an email address, or something, okay. Or even state it now while it's on
well,
the
agenda. Well, I would have to send it to the president
okay.
of the Civic Association,
okay.
Jim Danhauser.
Okay, while I have you on there, the next meeting in July will be
the open meeting?
Is it the 18th? July 18th?
The third.
And we're on the agenda for that, I believe, to talk.
I believe that's correct.
Okay. Thank
but
you.
I don't have final say on that.
Okay.
I'm a member.
my
other question is, I've been at the last two meetings, missed the second one, but has there been any contact on any remediation for the plantings that were done incorrectly?
Yes, we do have an email in here that the person has asked that he can attend the July meeting for our Water Commissioner's meeting so that he can get permission to go on the property to do the remediation on it and everything.
Okay, thank you.
Amy.
Amy Cates, Falmouth Road. I wonder if you could just give me the cliff notes on what it is we're talking about. We're talking about the plantings. We're talking about
for the remediation.
For the remediation.
Yeah, it's a landscaping plan that to bring it back, to pull back and make what doesn't look like a road anymore, to bring back the where they drove the machines in.
Okay, and we feel obligated to do that?
They are obligated
yeah.
to do it.
Pardon me?
They are obligated to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The solar construction people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're obligated to do that?
That's right.
Okay. And the other topic was?
Centerline Construction, if we had had, there were some questions on
so this was all about the solar, the previously discussed?
No, the other was talked about antenna.
The antenna placement and...
Oh, the cell tower?
Yeah, cell tower.
Okay,
yeah.
And what's the scoop with that?
We were just saying that there was going to be a balloon test being done on Friday. I believe it's 2 o'clock. You get the 2... Noon.
If it's not
yeah.
too windy.
There was some questions about the size of the number of trees and what big an area is going to be cleared of trees.
And where it was located.
The cell tower. And it's on property the Water Department owns?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Anyone else? Okay. Thank you very much. We're going to do the minutes now. We're the only one that's going to vote on it, so just make a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. I'm going to do the warrants now.
Warrants?
Sure.
Sure. What are you, the top?
Yeah, like me, you, and Tom at the bottom, okay?
Okay.
Tom gets the bottom spot.
Yeah. Contract price for the fuel from COM, or is it just a, is it relative to
the gas?
Yeah.
We have, yeah, I signed a contract.
It's a contract, so it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. They bring it in at price plus 10 cents administrative.
Okay.
You know, on that one too, Vic, and that's for the first. We pay a month ahead,
yeah.
So that'll be for the first paychecks coming in next month. That's why the number one's up in the corner. That'll be the first one of the year, of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Did we find a day that we can still write warrants on this fiscal year on July's day?
Yeah, well, that's next. We can have, I think, anything that comes in at the end of the month here, any bills that come in for the month, they have a certain date that we have to have them in by. She'll have, so you guys come in and sign it, somebody, okay, at one point, just so it can be paid. But all books have to be closed at a certain date. I've already called the fire department about that beep and the defibrillator over there needs a battery or something.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, water quality and your report.
All right, water quality. All coliform samples came back negative, clean. We did get a nitrate results back. They were below limits. We had anywhere from 1.6 to 2.8 MCL of 10 on them. So the slight of nitrate in there, a little bit of fertilizers, mm-hmm, runoff, stuff like that, and you're going to get it no matter what because we're groundwater.
Yep. So this time of year, people are fertilizing everything.
Yep. You know, septic systems, anything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they came in. We had to, you know, we have to do them once a year, so still within reason. Everything came back fine.
Is that just nitrate?
The nitrates?
Is it just nitrate?
Yeah, nitrates are all. It's nitrate, nitrates. All nitrates came back non-detect. Nitrates came back with a, like I said, between 1.6 and 2.8 between all of them. I can kind of give it now if I get my report here, but I wanted to talk to you guys. I failed to do the MTBE this month. I still have a week to do it. I was going to suggest, we looked back and the last time we had any detection was like, I believe it was 2011. We've been 5+ years without a detect. It's kind of at this point, we've gone to quarterly. We still haven't got anything. We've been doing that for 2 years. I don't know if you want to go. We check it once a year anyways to go do something like that, or do you want to keep it going quarterly because it's been there in the past?
We've been doing it quarterly for 5 years now?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, we were doing it monthly for since we had the hit back, you know, I don't know how many years ago. Yeah.
We've been free for those 2 years.
We've been free for, we've been free of non-detects now for about 5 to 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can go ahead.
Where was the detection?
The last time we had it was down the center of town, and detections, your limit is at 72, I believe. Maybe it's 70, and we got as high as 65 when it first started at one of our stations, number two. Because up on 28 here, we had what's low prices now had a leak.
Okay.
We actually won a lawsuit. We were part of a nationwide lawsuit, and we brought in almost $3 million in the lawsuit that all went back to the district here and everything. They remediated it there, and since they've done their work there, we've just been testing because just in case it ever came back,
right,
there's ever been another leak. And we've had very slight, like a 0.6 is what was the last thing we got from station 3, which could have been somebody dropping a little old gasoline at a house on Main Street that came down through and it just whooshed right by.
Mm-hmm.
We have had it at station 5 once before, I believe, and there's nothing there anymore. We haven't had a detect there in quite a while. So it's just one of those things that... It seems like we're throwing money away here, but we can lower it down to once every 6 months.
Yeah, do it twice a year is what I would suggest.
Yeah, and try to catch it.
What
does
it cost us for testing?
Roughly, per station, I think it's $35.
Okay. And how many stations do we run?
Five.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe,
flip the question around a little bit. Has there been another major possible source? Is that
It's been removed from the gas. So
yeah,
it's really not there anymore. It's a matter of somebody has something old, or I don't know what else it would be, and tell you the truth.
We don't know of any old tanks in the town or anywhere near.
Yeah, almost everybody, even like we had, there was a release one point in Mashpee up where the Shell station is. They had a leaky tank years and years ago.
Yeah.
It never made it to us. We never saw it. It was taken care of. They've never found it off of the place, and they replaced all the tanks. So it's a matter of, you know, exactly where it is, where, and I guess in all reality, if it happened in Sandwich, we might see it.
Yeah.
If there's some old tanks there.
Yeah.
You know, once it hits the groundwater, it stays right on top and just, oh, excuse me, yeah,
yeah,
it just goes right down, yeah.
And I agree with Don that every 6 months sounds like a reasonable
right.
way to go.
Okay. We'll just do that, and we'll try to do, we have to do VOCs every January, every first quarter anyways, so I'll move it to the third quarter doing it, and make a note here, we'll put it out, put it on the calendar so it comes up.
Good.
And we'll just do it in MTBE only, and go from there.
And keep it on the agenda for future
yeah.
meetings also. So you know,
okay. Is everyone okay with that?
Do you think we need to test all five of the sites?
I would, because to tell you the truth, I would have never thought it would have made it to Station 2 and bypass 1, but we never got it in 1. We ended up getting it at 2, and it has 2's, if you look at it from where the gas station in, 2, you have to go by 1 to get to 2.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just made it pass.
It's just, it's some vein that went around or something that passed, and it hit 2 and never hit 1. So, yeah, I would suggest, because you never know where it could come from or where
yeah.
it could
yeah.
happen, yeah.
We don't want to cut any corners, and
yeah.
we had a problem. So.
I think the hydrologists, too, would tell you that they don't know how the lenses move around on the case. They know they do, but nobody can predict exactly
where. Yeah, we know that it all comes. It goes head south, but we don't know how it
yeah.
gets south.
No.
Sometimes it heads east, west, then south. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. That wasn't the reason, by the way, I didn't do the MTV. The reason why I didn't do the MTV is because I forgot.
You have to take that warrant back to your pay.
Yeah.
Well, how many years ago did they take that out of the gas? Greater than 6.
They took it out quite a while ago.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But there are some old tanks that we don't even know about.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Waco, yeah.
Buried.
May have farms with tanks and, you know, stuff
yeah.
like that. So
yeah.
You never know. In my job, I'm always looking for we get requests for people to have histories done on the property for any underground tanks. And
so
be surprised what you find.
When would the next sampling occur?
It would be the third quarter, so it would be July. So I actually could do it next month or any of the 3 months, 2 months beyond it. So July, August, September. One of those, it would be done at some point. Whenever we're doing some other stuff and I can get it done at the same time by not sending them out there, if we're doing a bunch of other ones that day, we'll do it at the same time.
Makes sense. Good.
You giving Russ a quick call?
No, Russ is not going to make it. I've already seen that.
Okay.
That's why I just wanted to make sure, yeah. So I'll do the rest of my report here.
Yeah.
Superintendent's report for May of 2017. We pumped 23,399,000 in 2016 in the month of May, and we pumped 17,908,000 in 2017 for a difference of 5,491,000 gallons of water less.
Yeah, a huge difference from the heat last year and all the rain we got this year.
Yeah, and there was 3 inches of rain done this year, and I think it was, 8 inches of rain this year and 3 inches last year. So it's quite a difference, and I didn't see the sprinkler systems coming on. And to tell you the truth, I haven't seen the major water being used until about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden that they're out there, you know. I was kind of surprised over the weekend that we used as much as we did, but
yep.
Now I'm coming in the morning, I got everything running at once, having a little issues with the two new tanks, trying to get them to work just right, where we run certain stations, one will fill up before the other and everything else. So we're going to have to do a little engineering there and a little maybe, yeah, tweaking of the on-off start times. Every once in a while I'll get one tank going to low alarm and one going to high alarm. So it depends which station's running, which one's filling first. I guess in all actuality, if in hindsight, we probably should have put the half a million in at where West Street is and the 300 down the other end, you know, but it didn't work out as we were doing it that way.
Yeah.
So because the bigger demand is always down this end of town. But we're not, the water here isn't draining down so much that we're getting dangerous, put it that way.
Yeah.
It's just would have handled engineering-wise a lot better, or systematically for me to run them would be a lot better. But nothing that a simple valve can't handle, I would hope. We didn't have any new services or replacement services done in May. And we have completed the flushing program. It was done about a month early. I did tell you about the balloon test on Friday. And the last thing I have on here, and there's a comparison sheet in your folder. We had our annual bid go out.
Okay.
And we only had two contractors bid on it. Same contractors that have been bidding on it basically for the last 6 years. Bordelotti Construction out of Masters Mills bid $62,379.64. And Broderick Construction out of Masters Mills bid $77,082.14 for a difference of about $14,702.50. On paper, smart way to go is with Bordelotti. They've been doing it with us for quite a while.
Have they?
They've recently had some injuries and people leaving their staff. They don't quite meet the criteria right now for to have the contract. I have talked to them, asked them. Their experienced man, who the contract states you've got to have 2 years waterworks experience.
Yep.
To be, you're supposed to have three people on the crew. A licensed operator for the machine, a laborer, and an experienced waterworks professional who has at least 2 years' experience. Their professional cut a thumbs off, trying to fill something with a 55-gallon drum. It slipped out in a pickup truck, and he came down. And he's had him put back on. He's in the surgery. They're thinking he's going to be back halfway through July on light duty. After that, they're thinking that he's supposed to go back in July, and they're hoping they can get him in August. The crew that they have now is the same crew that's been working with him for the last 6 months to a year, basically. The operator isn't always the same operator who comes, but they're always licensed. The laborer is the guy who they've had for quite a while. What I'd like to do, and it's kind of different, but I'd like to award it to them with the understanding that if they don't get anybody within the next so many months, it could be revoked.
Yeah, I was just wondering, I mean, he says he can come back, but what happens if he can't?
That's what I mean. If they can't get one, they're going to have to.
Yeah.
We'd like to give you, I can't go without a contractor. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. It's up to you. I mean, it's a big difference between the two. We're talking with these guys, you know, installing a service going from right now $9.95 a foot to $13 a foot, or $11.90 a foot to $15, where right now they're doing it for $8.95 and $9.95. So if we go with the other contractor, we're adding like $6 a foot for any services that be done, that are done. Everything went up. I mean, they had to go up. They said they lost money on the contract last year, and they had to. But they both did. So I don't It's going to be more expensive anyways, but I don't foresee a lot of construction going on in Kootenai the next year. Mm-hmm. It's going to be mostly replacement services, if anything. The Santuit, the Kootenai Meadows has one
more
property left. Yeah.
So his light duty, does that allow him to just to supervise?
Yeah, he could come over there and stand there and do what I do. Watch it and make sure and tell those guys what to do so that I don't have to tell them what to do or my guy doesn't have to jump in the hole and help them.
Okay.
Can we award them the contract and have the lawyer put the language in there to say if they don't have a certified crew that we have the right to revoke the contract and award it to someone else?
I believe, yeah. I mean, I can just probably let them know that they'll be in breach of the contract. Because by rights, they already are.
I'm just kind of wondering how it works out if you go 3 or 4 months into a contract and then have to drop it and go somewhere else.
If you want, I can call up, I'd have to ask Mark.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah.
And
that's what we're
have to award it to the other.
We're trying to find out now.
Yeah. And I'm trying to... Their contract ends on July 16th, mm-hmm. The current contract.
So
they're really in violation of it right now. Because the last time they showed up, they don't have a waterworks professional with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... it's whether we want to try to see if we can tell them they have a time difference, and I can talk to Mark about it. We might have to have either an emergency just to award it before then.
Well, looking ahead to the month of, let me see here, July. If we met earlier in the month for a regular meeting, if that's possible, we would have time to have more information from A, the contractor, and B, the lawyer, and be able to make a better informed decision before the deadline of the 16th.
Yeah, I'd like to move our meeting up so that we could accomplish that. Move a week back or a week earlier if we can.
What does that take?
The 12th of July. Or does it make a difference to wait till the 19th? I mean, really, if it's...
I can extend the contract if I have to. And just tell them I'm extending it right now, till we get some legalities out of the way. If you want to stick on the same date, it might be a contract without a week or something like that. By rights, I could actually extend the contract a year if I had to.
Do you want to do that though, when they don't have the
staff? That's
what
I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying not. Yeah.
I mean, you say 14-7 by going with Bortolotti over Roderick, but you don't have a crew that meets the contract terms.
Right.
Do we have the funds in the budget to go with Roderick?
Well. I do. Most of this cost would be on the homeowner, not on us.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering.
And we haven't.
I have it in the budget, either one.
Yep.
That's done. I was trying to keep the high cost off the homeowner. Yeah, so that they don't have to pay, an extra. Basically, we have what we call open trench. And that Bortolotti says $11.95,
mm-hmm.
Roderick was $15. Existing, they put in $9.95, Roderick's $13. For mole shot, which the whole hog, they put in $9.95 and Roderick put in $15. So everything's gone up, $6 on, $5 on one at least, and $3 on the other. If you're looking at $100, I mean, $100 service, it's a lot of money.
Well, we don't anticipate a lot of installs in a month, do we?
No. No, we don't. We don't.
We didn't.
I mean,
any
and,
this
and,
month. I don't know if we had any last month.
My problem would be emergency work.
Yeah.
You know, if something came up in the meantime for emergency work, we had a leak, anything like that.
And we can't have a professional on site when they do it, right, from our group?
I can be, yeah.
Yeah.
I can be there. One of my guys is professional enough.
Yeah.
I can use them as a waterworks professional anytime, but we're there anyways for an inspection.
Yeah.
We inspect every service, every anything that goes in. The reason why they have to have a professional usually is so that if you're down in the hole, we don't have to jump down there and tell them what to do and what they need and how to install, you know, a saddle on top of an 8-inch main that's throwing water, you know, a foot in the air, 2 feet in the air. And we don't have to put on the wetsuit and get down there or anything like that. Yeah.
When are we plan on meeting July 12th?
Okay.
And,
then well,
we'll
be able to available.
Yeah.
You good for the 12th?
Yeah, I think I'm good for the 12th.
All right. We'll plan on that, and we'll go
yeah,
right out. Well, that was all I had on there, I'm pretty sure. That concludes it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All righty. So under old business, Mr. Kleeklamp is not going to make it?
No, Russ is not going to be here.
Tell me he's not.
I might be able to help out here, though. I'll give you a couple updates on this stuff, that, which I know of, or what I know of. First of all, there would be contracts, the security system. They have installed the conduit for the stuff that's going underground to each of the stations and each into the department itself from the tank. There's no fiber optic in there, but they have installed all the conduit, and they still have to do over the lines on the poles. So they have got probably the hard stuff done, at least, going through. You do know that with Centerline that they're going to do, like I said, the balloon test there. And Zach was the only other one on there, was the solar project, and he has requested, I think there's an email in everybody's packet that says he'd like to be put on the agenda for the July meeting.
Okay. I'd like to get that taken care of, so it's history then.
I don't know if you guys noticed here. The tank is basically done.
Mm-hmm.
The tank's been down. Everything's been done. The last bill's come in. We have about a little over $1,000 in retainage left from the last bill. We did go over budget. Treasurer Perrone was supposed to be here this evening, and I was going to ask him his opinion on that, the best way to get money for that, whether it was going to be taken out or something. So I don't think we'll see, you know, I think we're pretty good right now.
So when are they going to start running the fiber for that?
I have not heard from contracts on that point, that part.
Okay.
I can make a note here, have something.
Have we flown the drone yet to identify where we want all the cameras?
Have we flown the drone?
Yeah.
For?
Identifying where you want the cameras?
No.
Okay.
next on our old business, we have basic use capital improvement fund and forestry fund, but the treasurer is not here.
He's not here.
He is not here, but you can give a quick, just tell him what you got there, Vic.
Yeah, I can tell him two things. One, you know, we have a bylaw that says that the any income from installations would go into a capital improvement fund, and that's what it says in the district bylaws, but it never has gone in there, and I think that was because the past treasurer said, well, you know, we just don't have an accounting system that can do that. Anyway, that's amounted to, well, around $112,000 over the last, 15 years. And I know we don't have as many installs in there, but I was asked, you know, I was going to ask Ray if we have an accounting system now that could handle that and we could follow the town or the district's bylaws. And then also if we could add to that any income from forestry-related issues so that those funds could go back into stand improvement on the forest arena. As it is now, all those funds go back into a general fund, and, you know, we can ask back for those funds. But as, you know, we were questioned in the last meeting, why didn't we have any money in the capital improvement fund? Because there is no fund except on paper. So that's really the questions for Ray. We have, and I think I've mentioned this in previous meetings, and we've, I think all the commissioners have read this, and Chris is probably more aware of it than anybody, but we have a forestry plan that we developed through a state with a grant that's been completed 6 months ago, 9 months ago.
At least, yeah.
Anyway, there's some recommendations in there we'd like to follow. But really, discussion of those recommendations should come after we determine whether we have a fund that we can put income in to improve our forestry stand. So that's all I really have on that, and that was... I thought Ray was going to be here tonight.
I did talk to him about coming last week, and he put it in his phone, so I don't know what happened. But, yeah.
No, I'm wondering if we want to think about making a presentation through the Civic Association about this forestry program. So people have, might have questions about it. It can be discussed. Everyone's all on the same page. I want to make sure that there's as much information as possible gets out to as many people as possible with any new ongoing project. I don't want people seeing machines going into the woods and having to be surprised to them.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think if we all understand that the purpose of this is trying to manage our forestry that we have here by taking out some of the old growth, and harvesting that and using and thinning out some of the trees there and make it more of a natural habitat for wildlife and the natural types of trees and bushes we had for a long time before. And use some of that money to help other areas. If we can keep that going in a circle like that, then we can, without any cost to the people in the district, make it a much healthier area. So that would, go ahead.
And just to be clear, is the person who's picking these trees? It's not like a criteria that's put in the newspaper, is that correct? It's an individual who's assessing the overall, like you said, the report that they made.
Oh, they walk through.
Right.
Yeah.
You've chosen trees specifically.
Yeah. Yes.
One individual, not by the jargon that's written on the newspaper.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, they go through and hand pick.
Yeah.
Each one. Yeah, they've already had.
Well, we saw what happened down on 6. You know?
Yeah.
Someone is like, so are you written on paper? Here's the thought rate of what's helping and what's not. And he's under a report type.
Yeah.
20 feet from the median, he goes, oh, okay, one tree is left.
Yeah.
You know, where he can, as a professional, be like, that was weak. So he's using his knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Typically, you know, something like this works is that go into a stand and determine either you know, what are decadent trees or over-mature or mature trees, and mark those individually and take those out. Or an alternative is you'd go into a younger stand where you wanted to encourage the growth of some trees and not encourage, well, take other trees out so you could encourage the growth, and those would be individually marked. And it's, you know, it's the painting system is different for different areas, but that's typically how it works. And the old school clear cutting areas, you know, is done, and they go in with low impact machinery or no machinery when they're just doing timber stand improvement and fall trees, and you know, let them become part of the soil. Harvesting work, they have low pack machinery that they can go in and get the logs out of the woods and you know, encourage the growth of younger trees there. But yeah, it's a little hard to explain, you know, without actually seeing it. But that's
no,
yeah.
Yeah. Again, somebody died wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
One tree every square hundred.
No. No, they're marked.
Yeah.
I think it has to depend on the goal of the prescription as well, because the prescription, if it's a forest health prescription looking at insect damage, it's going to be a different harvest than if it's a prescription that looks at maintaining wildlife habitat, whether it be for white-tailed deer or New England cottontail rabbits.
Right.
Or, you know,
sure.
They're in my yard. I got bunnies.
But there are a number of species that are old growth associated, like the long eared myotis and bass, that need decadent trees.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
So it kind of depends on what the objectives are. Okay. I think it'd be a great idea to share that with the Civic Association.
Yep.
And get some input.
So that'll be something. We'll be contacting the Civic Association with to set up a time that fits your schedule and where we are with our planning. Okay, Vic?
Yeah. Do we have a, does anybody have any knowledge of when they're putting the screen in here?
No.
I think
I remember Fran talking about it, that they
yeah.
had some gift fund.
Yeah, famous.
I think it was called.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be added. And I think it's the fund that we need in the new budget.
Oh, okay.
There's also that old projector and spotlight up there.
Just as we were talking about that, just to remind us still, and I had already mentioned it, but we're going to plan on making sure somebody can be here for the Civic Association meeting coming up in July, because we're supposed to have a little presentation.
July, what's the date?
I think we just said the 18th. Yeah.
Is it the 18th?
I'll get Russ involved with that.
Okay.
And Russ can get the proper person that needs to give all the answers, which is probably the guy from Center Line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I'll be available for that meeting.
Okay.
I can do that too.
Yeah. Is that at 6?
No.
What time is that?
7.
7:30. Nice. Okay. So next we have is position description update.
Yeah, this is the second installment in the position description for the water company employees. And this is for the office manager, and it's a draft. I think it's a little bit better than a drafty draft.
Mm-hmm.
Jen had some time to work her magic on it, and Chris has put his comments in it. So I think what I'd like is for water commissioners to take this home and work it over and give me your comments on it. And if you can, do it either in writing on this draft, or we can send you a version and
yeah,
do
we
it.
We can mark it up.
Track changes,
yeah.
And Word Perfect makes it easy to.
Yeah.
And I've got.
I've got the copy for the last month's copy.
Yeah.
Stuff
yep.
You have. Make sure Tom has that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
There's one from last month for the operator position.
Okay.
I'll see if I can get you one, put it in a folder or something at the office for you.
I can come back.
And I've got about 90% of the superintendent's PD written, but it's pretty rough at this point. In a week or so, I'll circulate it for Chris's comments.
So for new business, I asked Jen to put a couple things in here. I wanted all of us to, over the next, pretty the next month, to come up with any ideas or goal, things we wanted to get done this year. Any goals or stuff like that. Put them together and see it, and we might probably all have the same thing, but we may have fresh eyes here too. We may come up with something that we're not even thinking about. I know Tom, if you ever want to meet guys from the water department and get shown around all the sites. You can get copies of all the old minutes if you want to go over that stuff and catch up. If there's any questions, we can try to do the best we can to clear up any questions you might have. So is that okay with everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. We've already changed, made a date for next month's meeting. The water rate survey appropriation. I know we got X amount of dollars for this last meeting. I've been attempting to meet with Dan Mahoney, the Sandwich Water Superintendent, to get an idea of their process they went through for coming up with their rate surveys and making their adjustments for their water rates. There's two things I think we need to come to terms with. Number one is, what exactly do we want to accomplish with this rate? Besides, do we want to? Are we all in agreement about the operational expenses, or the operational expenses plus the health insurance and the retirement monies? What do we want to accomplish by this rate survey? And then come up with some sort of program to get that taken care of.
I agree, Don. And I truthfully, in my head, I'm not clear on the scope of the survey that we want to contract for, and whether that includes looking at the infrastructure and the long-term capital expenditures of the water company, or whether that includes day-to-day operational expenses like wages and retirement and insurance. And, you know, water rates. Anyway, I from some things that were said at the Prudential Committee, I kind of came away scratching my head. So
yeah.
I think it would behoove us, before we go too far down the path, to get clarified, you know.
Amongst ourselves, what we want to accomplish by the rate survey.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I do know things like, if you look at the difference in this last month's water pumpage in last year, this month, there's a variation of over 5 million gallons. So we have to, part of that survey is going over a period of time to get an average of high use to low use. So there's some sort of a median pumpage, so we know how much money, how much water we're pumping and how much we can charge for that. Because it's not going to be the same all the time.
I agree. And if you look at our incomes so far this year, were $100,000 ahead of where the treasurer budgeted us to
yep.
be. So we're, according to the budget, we're in the black.
Yeah.
Considerably.
So pretty much one of my goals is to make sure we get this done this year. So when we set the rates for next year. We'll be ready for it.
Did you want to stand any? Do you have anything on that stand with the $25,000 there? Is there?
Dan Goldstein, Judy Lane, part of the Prudential Committee. It was the whole, a little bit of a history behind it was a couple of budgets ago, I noticed that Commissioner Kiley had not included in water rates all the income he needed to cover the expenses. Part of the expenses were then covered by the general tax. I questioned that, okay? I've since come to understand more about it, but I still question it. We need, also the water rates haven't been looked at for 5 years, 6 years, something like that. So it's something that we ought to do, is just look at the rates and make sure that we're covering our expenses. If you want to cover 100% of the expenses, you want to cover 60, 70% of the expenses, and the rest would be covered by the general tax. And there were things I didn't realize. I'm not sure you'd want to include long-term capital in that, because then you'd have to set up an account, effectively a water commissioner stabilization account or something like that to cover long-term stuff. So I'm not sure that would fall into it. But all the things that go into running the business and what the rate structure should look like.
Yeah, we would do need to talk about that. I think developing a rate that's fairly steady is going to be more oriented towards the operational expenses and the health insurance and retirement expenses. Any capital expenses can vary. If something dramatic happens, we could be looking for a couple $1 million, and then then you're talking about a water rate schedule that's going all over the place. That's my thoughts right now, but we'll see what happens as we go deeper into it.
It's 86 Putnam. So you talk about setting the water rates to cover the cost. Do you ever look at setting the water rates to encourage conservation? In the town I came from, the rates went significantly higher once you rate, and I know we have a tiered thing, but they went significantly higher to help those that are watering their lawns really pay the price, and those that are just using it more conservatively don't. So I didn't hear that. Maybe it is part of what you do, but I would encourage you to consider that.
There is a tier system now, depending how we skew the charges. But I do know, I remember reading somewhere there in California, there was an encouragement for conservation, and people put bricks in their toilets. They didn't use all the water, and they conserved so much water, they had to raise the rates to cover the expenses. So, I mean,
I don't think
it was, well,
not this job.
Yeah, it's more about sprinkler system use and stuff like that.
So it's just, we're not going to be throwing darts at the wall. Hopefully hit the right thing. We're trying to come up with something that makes it work. And the other part of that is, if the rates cover the bigger part of the expense for this department, the taxes will go down. So it's going to pretty much balance out, I would hope. And
has the Prudential Committee considered that stand?
We discussed it. To answer your name? To answer Carol's question, yeah, I suggested that we tier the rates greater at the higher usage. But we got some feedback from, I think, you guys at the time that the people that had got these big estates and stuff and use a lot of water, they got the money, they don't care. But we probably should skew the rates to encourage conservation. And your question was?
Question was, has the Prudential Committee considered if we balance out the water company to cover whatever percentage of our expenses is fair, have you considered the rates for the town to go down, or the district's taxes to go down?
Yeah, well, it's a trade-off, all right? Some people, the people that are not here tonight have said, well, we have the water hydrant system, and how do we cover that? But my lack of understanding of the expenses, I would say, I've asked, and I think the hydrants were installed in the 30s or 40s, okay, so that's, there's no capital expense to install more hydrants effectively. There's a maintenance expense which would come in under a business, you know, an everyday run of business expense. And that's, you know, I think you just have to look at, do you want some of the money, some of your operational expenses to be covered by general taxes, or do you want all of the rates to cover your income, to cover all of your income? And that's something that maybe the rate survey would look at. Don mentioned that, I thought that was a great idea. Let's go to other people and see what they've done and what they've looked at. So, you know, because we don't need to invent the rate survey again if it's been done before, and what the objectives are.
I know that the change from Mr. Kiley's, I want to keep part of what Rick Kiley's idea was, the people who use the water, have meters and stuff like that, should carry the burden of the cost for this, of producing the water and delivering it. But there are people that don't use the water, don't have meters. They still share in some of the benefit through fire protection, stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
that, yeah.
That's therefore the capital expense part of that, I think, should be shared through the tax, through taxes. Therefore, everyone gets to share that, even the people that will benefit from it but don't use it.
Yeah, I hear. So that's something that you just need to work out. What's a fair, tier?
Okay. So we have a lien list here.
Yes. The lien list that's on there, you guys, if you would look at it, basically, you just look at that and say, yep, that's the lien list. You vote on it tonight, said you've reviewed it, to accept it, and then we can send out our lien letters.
Just so everyone knows, you see this nice little computer page? It used to be this big, long piece of paper that had carbon copies in it. And it would...
That's not to the very end. You might have to sign those still. Those go to the town of Boston. That's when the lien happens.
Yeah.
I don't see a total on here.
I don't either, yeah.
I don't see any real outrageous rates either. Numbers.
There's a couple of them that are there.
Yeah.
But at least, you know, we can send out the registered letters and let everybody know that it's coming.
Yes.
And they have to, what date to settle up before this goes to the...
Yeah, they have, I think it's 60 days.
Okay.
I can't be positive on that, but before any of that happens. And it's only leaned on the amount that's here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There might be more money there, but this is only a year overdue.
Okay.
It can never be leaned on. Once that's gone.
Okay.
So these are all a year out.
Yeah.
In arrears. But this, if this goes, as in previous years, this, once the letters go out, this list drops.
It'll knock down like another so much percent.
Yeah.
And we'll come with a final. Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people just forget, you know, and the little stack of bills goes on the side and they just don't see it.
So the biggest one?
Additional bills, second bills.
Well, yeah, basically it's just that you guys have looked at it and they have till the next meeting.
Right.
Basically to pay it down, and if not, it'll go to lien, I believe. That's how it's written. So I believe
we
actually
need to
they
accept
have
this list.
They have. What's that?
We need to vote to...
You don't have to vote, you just have to look at it, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess we need to certify that we've looked at the list and approve it.
Okay. It's looked at. Okay.
Okay.
So So is Russ going to make the next meeting, you think?
I'm not sure he does.
Okay. We need to talk to him anyways for the Civic Association meeting.
Right.
Anything else?
No, is there a, just a quick question, is there a no-wind day date for the balloon? Is it, if the wind's blowing, then...
I don't know of a wind date.
Okay.
Just making sure that you guys don't have to sign anything before you go down.
So the balloon's Friday?
It's
noon.
Two. Isn't it two?
I think noon.
Noon?
And it's going to be put up there for anybody to take a look at, see if there's a visual impact of it.
Visual, yeah. Anything to that effect, yep.
That's the main intent.
If anybody has a drone at home and they want to play with, they can fly it around, mm-hmm. do what they want. It's a nice landing strip right there by the old tank.
How long will it be up there?
I think it's 3 hours, but I'm not positive.
Wind
dependent, right. I mean, it's tough to keep a balloon up on Cape Cod. They've tried these tests before. There's nothing you can attach it to up top. If it goes up, sometimes it ends up in a tree. But it's a weather balloon. It's a really heavy balloon that goes up.
Do the members of the Civic Association know about this?
Well, it's federal members. It's a member. I mean,
kind of, you called that day to ask, and within half an hour, he sent me a text, so you must have talked to the right person about it, because he called me within a half hour, texted me, and said, by the way. Okay, good.
Oh, good. Good.
Great. Right. Yeah, you guys just have to review.
Okay.
We'll put it on our website, on Facebook, too, with our 30 followers or whatever they are.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'll do the same.
Yeah.
My turn.
Yeah.
So, do you have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good.
Thank you, everyone, very much for showing up.
The
12th will be the next regular meeting?
Yep.
Yeah.
July 12th, 6 p.m.
Yeah. And the Civic Association meeting will be the 18th. Yeah, we're going to be there making a presentation. Yeah.
Thank you.